Hey, I've got an embarrassing confession to make. My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm somewhat hooked on these bullshit social media articles that keep popping up on my fucking newsfeed and shit. I don't fucking like them, and I always get pissed after I read them, but I always fucking click. And the problem is, Facebook thinks I like that shit, so they keep pumping more of that shit my way. And a lot of it has to do with dating. I'm fucking fascinated with dating articles, not because I'm, like, looking to get back out there, quote-unquote, the douchiest fucking term or phrase in the fucking universe, but because it's just fascinating to me how people keep taking part in this fucking activity that I find so loathsome. So a lot of times the articles will be shit like this. It'll be like, the 8 worst things men can do on dates. The top 10 things you need for her to call you again. The top 10 deal breakers as told by women to some dude or some horseshit. They're all fucking dumb. They're all fucking dumb like that. They're all fucking lists, and I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it, but I keep clicking. I keep clicking on it because I'm like, oh, what are people saying? I gotta know what's out there. I gotta know what's going on out there, right? I clicked on, like, the worst things men can do on dates. And, predictably, it's dumb bullshit. It's stupid bullshit. It's like, I want to know the first two. Here, I'll tell you the first two. Talking too much, not talking enough. Doesn't it invalidate the entire fucking article if your first one is don't talk too much and the second one is don't talk too little? Is this fucking Goldilocks, for fuck's sake? You gotta talk just right. In the piece, it was like, the desire to talk too much and overshare that usually comes from an understandable urge to sell yourself. I always feel the exact opposite. I don't want to fucking sell myself. Because it's a facade, it's fake, it's bullshit. When I'm talking to somebody, anybody, in any fucking situation, I'm going to try to be as real as fucking possible. Try to. I mean, like, you can't always do that. If I'm at work and I think somebody's a huge piece of shit and they start talking to me, I'm not going to be like, yo, you're a piece of shit, get out of my fucking face. That's frowned upon. That's an HR visit. I can't be doing that. But, like, if I'm talking to somebody that I like, or if there is, like, a girl I was interested in, to say it in the most douchey way possible, I'm not, like, what, like, sell myself? You're either gonna like me or you're not. That's it. I mean, what the fuck? Sell myself. Fuck you. I'm not the fucking new iPhone. I'm not gonna talk about my fucking features. If I need to fucking convince somebody why I'm fucking worthwhile, then I don't wanna fucking be near that person. And I don't really think I'm worthwhile. I don't really think I have a lot going for me. But back to this bullshit. One of my favorite fucking things that I've ever heard was listed here in regards to the talking. It was like, you might have to come up with some basic small talk questions to break the ice. Fuck you. There's nothing worse than fucking icebreakers. There's nothing worse than bullshit small talk. Nothing worse than that. Especially with a fucking stranger. I don't want to talk to people I know. Why the fuck am I going to have, like, small talk with a fucking stranger? Because I think we might fuck at the end of the night? It's saying, like, you know, check out her dating profile. If you see in her dating profile that she likes to travel, ask her favorite travel destination. The next one, though, is unbelievable. If she said she loves Quentin Tarantino, ask her which movie she likes best. This will get you into a meaningful conversation more quickly, and you can actually start enjoying your date. Wait a second. The Quentin Tarantino fucking small talk question is going to get me into more meaningful conversation quickly? Meaningful conversation about what? Kill Bill? You want me to fucking debate whether or not Marcellus Wallace is a bitch with this woman? And if she says no, he's not a bitch, am I going to say, like, then why'd you try to treat him like a bitch, Brad? God damn, I love Pulp Fiction. Hey, man, remember when Christopher Walken carried that fucking watch up his ass? He carried the watch up his ass for 15 years. Jesus fucking Christ. These are fucking real articles. People are writing these online. It's getting posted. That's the dating world? I gotta take a look at her profile. What's she interested in? Tarantino? Kill Bill Volume 1 or 2? Which one does she like? Maybe we can talk about how David Carradine jerked himself off while hanging himself. That's really gonna get us into a meaningful conversation. How does that make people like you more? I'm not a fucking toddler. I mean, that's like grade school bullshit. You go to fucking second grade. I like the Ninja Turtles. You like the Ninja Turtles? Did we just become best friends? Yep. Is this fucking stepbrothers? Well, since when did fucking dating become stepbrothers? Man, talk to her about movies. We're gonna have so much more time for activities afterwards. I don't want to leave you in the dark for some of the other bullshit that was on that list. Wandering eyes. Hey, really? You're going out with somebody and if you're staring at the server's tits, it might be a problem? Insult her life goals? Being glued to your phone? Talking about your ex? Not tipping? That just makes you a douche in general. And don't give me a fucking excuse for a goddammit. People give excuses for not fucking tipping all the time. If you don't tip, unless they're a huge piece of shit, then you're a huge piece of shit. Tip, you fucking bum. Motherfucker. That pisses me off. Well, they're just a server. Fuck you. Go home and make your own food, you piece of shit. The last one on the list was good too, trying to make her drink. You gotta get your date hammered so she'll enjoy you? Hey baby, I'm a good guy, really. Here, take another couple shots. I look better after the fifth one. I'm a huge piece of shit for the first four, but once we get to drinks 5 through 8, I am irresistible. Articles like that just feed into my narrative that I paint inside my fucked up, anxiety-filled brain that dating in the traditional sense, or not even the traditional sense, in the modern sense, is a colossal waste of your fucking time. That sounds like a miserable fucking night. Reading through those sounds fucking miserable. I don't give a shit about what movie some random asshole likes, and I'm not going to ask about them. But hey, if you want to tell me the movies you like, you can. Just shoot me a tweet at JohnsonHateYou. You can follow me on Instagram as well. It may be 5 minutes. I will be back with new episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. Every single episode is on Podbean, the website, or the app. I am on Google Play. I'm on Apple Podcasts. And you can listen. I guess you can kind of watch, although it's not a real video. But you can see every single episode of my Facebook timeline if you are my Facebook buddy. Keep track of the podcast there, too.